This summer, kids from around the country gathered in L.A. to show off their reading and writing skills in Braille. It's like a spelling bee, but for kids who are blind. KCRW's Avishai Artsy caught up with them.
The USC Trojan Marching Band ushers a group of 60 kids into an auditorium at the Braille Institute. The kids line up according to their age levels, from first graders through high school seniors. Volunteers help guide them to their seats. These kids come from all over, 42 states. They made the cut after regional events that drew about 900 contestants. They're here to compete in five contests: spelling, reading comprehension, proofreading, Braille speed and accuracy, and chart and graph reading. The prizes range from $500 to $5,000. Nancy Niebrugge is director of the Braille Challenge.
Blind adults are underemployed, and those that do gain employment tend to know their Braille skills. They have the means to compete in the sighted world.
Les Stalker is president of Braille Institute of America. He says there are those who think Braille won't survive the digital age. But he says the nearly 200-year-old system of raised dot reading is just as important for blind kids to learn as reading is for kids who can see.
Braille is the portal to technology for blind children. If they don't learn their Braille, they're not going to be able to use technology any more than a sighted child or you or I can use technology if we are not literate.
In one of the classrooms, kids prepare to type and read Braille at breakneck speed. Each student has a digital audio player and a Braille typewriter called a Perkins Brailler. Nancy Niebrugge explains the rules.
The kids type in Braille as they're listening to a passage. So they type the passage as fast as they can, but as accurately as they can. And they earn points for the more words they Braille, but they lose points if they make any mistakes.
Outside the classroom, parents mill around. Wind chimes in the hallways provide auditory cues to help guide the blind through the complex. These parents have built friendships over the years. Rasa Vasilaskis of Manhattan Beach, California, is here with her 15-year-old son, Veyas, and she's glad to be reunited with Jean Benning of Arlington, Minnesota, here with her 18-year-old daughter, Megan.
It's fun meeting all the different families and reconnecting each year.
It's kind of like they're all our children, that their success is our success, because the more society views the blind like just doing regular things, that they are regular. They just do things differently.
As the kids come out of the classrooms, they're eager to tell their parents about their day. Kaylee Brendel is 9 and from Freehold, New Jersey.
Some of the mistakes I didn't get, and some of the paragraphs were hard.
Kaylee likes reading.
I don't like to read, I love to read.
Sorry, she loves to read. After getting through the Babysitter's Club, she's now tackling Harry Potter and plans to read the Hunger Games series next. She also loves to sing.
Oh, my heart, and as it fell, you rose to claim it. There.
Megan Benning and her friend Rima Kadora from Calgary, Alberta, say that while most of their friends are blind, it's important to go beyond that world.
I think you have to try to think outside the box and not just be friends with people because they're blind and you're blind. That you have to, you either have more common interests than that or you don't.
I think the whole blind thing just makes it easier in the sense that they're not judging you based on that.
Yeah.
Because sighted kids will, they'll look at you and go, oh, blind kid, right?
Yeah, they do.
Kira Sweeney knows all about that. She's 18 and goes to a mainstream school for sighted kids in Santa Monica. And she says her blindness hasn't held her back at all.
I think the worst part about being blind is just how people perceive it. They think that blindness is a tragedy and that they should feel sorry for blind people, or they're just intimidated by it. But I find if you talk to people and get to know them and show them that you have more characteristics than just blindness, then they can get over that.
This is Kira's 12th time at the competition. Yes, she's gone every year since the Braille Challenge began. She's going to Pomona College in the fall. After that, she's thinking about going to law school. She'll be in classrooms with sighted kids, but she's been doing that her whole life. For Only a Game, I'm Avishai Artsy.
Change the world with my own two hands, make a better place with my own two hands, make a kinder place.